Now, I just wanted to interrupt things here because Ben quickly touched on a story that was breaking in relation to Qantas. And they're apparently looking at some sort of security breach where other people's names, flight details, boarding passes are showing up on the apps of strangers. Now, Trevor Long is our tech expert from EFTM.com, and he's joined me on the line very quickly. Trevor, good morning to you.
Morning, Ray.
Now, have you been compromised, or you know people who have been compromised with this one?
I've been able to log into the Qantas app, and rather than seeing what you'd normally see is your name, your points balance, and any flights that you've got coming up. But when I load the app this morning, for about a 20-minute period, I was able to capture the names of 8 different Qantas frequent flyers, 3 of whom have active flights and boarding passes in the app. So essentially, I was able to see their names, their next flight, and even the boarding pass QR code, which means not only is it a weird breach of privacy that I can see that detail, but it's a security risk now at our airports, Ray, because those flight details mean that if I've got someone's name and their destination, I can walk into the airport and check in as them. So Qantas is going to have to change their boarding and check-in procedures extensively for the next 24 hours at least to require people to show identification, and anyone that has an existing boarding pass in their smartphone is going to have to get that reissued because the QR codes have been compromised.
Okay. Now, is this, do you think, you said you saw 8, but are we talking about a lot more than 8?
I think it's entirely possible that if 100 people looked at the app 10 times, there's 1,000 people's details exposed. So it really depends how many times you reloaded the app, because every time I closed the app, I saw a different person's details. So if you were trying to log in this morning to board a flight, you'd be going, what's happening here? And you'd kind of notice someone else's name, you'd relaunch the app and you'd see another name. So it's impossible to say how many people's details were exposed, but what it does mean is that some flights and some boarding passes are definitely exposed, so check-in and boarding procedures have to change.
When you logged in, did you see your details and someone else's or just someone else's?
I quickly saw mine and then it flashed to show someone else's and stayed on their page. Now, I couldn't do anything as that user. You couldn't book flights or edit their profile, but you could see their next flight. And if it's an active flight in the next 24 hours, you could see their boarding passes. So, Ray, I've got screenshots of 3 different boarding passes for people who, you know, I don't know them, but I know that a bloke called Dominic is flying from Sydney to Brisbane and Brisbane to Gladstone today.
I know this has just happened the last half hour. We've heard about it, but has anyone from Qantas said anything about it?
I haven't seen any statement from Qantas as yet, but I have also seen on social media there are already scammers replying to people on social media as posing to be Qantas customer service. So there's a range of potential issues going to happen over the next 24 hours, and Qantas is going to need to man their call centres with all their staff, and they're going to have to put additional staff on at the airports to ensure that the right people are sitting in the seats on all of their flights for the next 24 hours.
Well, that's going to slow everything down immeasurably for checking in the light. Now, Qantas have just handed me this online. Qantas is investigating reports of an issue impacting the Qantas app this morning. We'll provide more information as soon as possible. Okay, I know you've got other commitments. I thank you for your time. We'll move on and see what happens with Qantas. Thank you. Trevor Long, tech expert, EFTM.com, an old colleague of mine. It's a worrying story, isn't it? Very worrying story.